Welcome, dazzling viewers, to Vegetarian Elite for our feature on the prolific actress and animal activist, Persia White.
When I was a little baby, we had a dog, and so it was my first connection was our house animals, you know, our dog and cat, and my first connection with other living beings in a way that was sentient, that showed you that they have feelings and love, and I think it affects you as a person, connects you with nature and life. There's so many beautiful things that animals do for us, so every way they affect me.
Compassion, devotion, and wisdom are characteristics that distinguish this unique artist. Be it through her acting, music, or paintings, Persia's strong message of upliftment is loud and winning.
I think life is art, and I think compassion is art. And as I create and as I expand as an artist, I really think that most of it comes from the fact that I'm using my voice to speak things that are true to my heart, and I urge more people to do that, to be true to your heart and to really reach out in the world and be a vehicle of love.
Persia White is best known for her lead role in the long-running television series Girlfriends. She played the memorable free spirit bohemian Lynn Searcy, who incidentally was also a vegan in the sitcom. As a love bearer, Persia is involved in a variety of projects, from helping at-risk youth to voicing the urgency for conscious, world-changing media. She is a board member of the Humane Society of the United States, as well as the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. One of her most profound works, which has led to life-changing realizations for millions of people around the world, is co-producing of the multi-award-winning film, Earthlings, narrated by Oscar-nominated vegan actor Joaquin Phoenix. This powerful and informative documentary also attracted media attention, allowing Persia to voice her passionate views even more broadly.
It's actually a documentary that deals with animals and man's inhumanity to animals, how they've come to service, and also our inhumanity towards each other, how it correlates with the state of our planet at this point, and how it's affecting us globally, global warming, how it's affecting our world's oceans and our children's health, including our health. So it sort of encompasses from A to Z.
Do you find that people tend to have their head in the sand about a lot of those very things that you're talking about?
I mean, it's hard to look at. It's so much information. And, you know, most people don't want to look, but the more people that do look, their minds and hearts open up and they become more awake. It changes the world.
I was a typical vegetarian that didn't like to bother people with my own personal belief system, but because I was in the entertainment industry, people kept asking me about it, and it became more and more in the forefront after I worked on Earthlings, the film Earthlings. And people have been wonderful, wonderfully responsive. If it's not for the environmental purposes, then it's for health reasons or just for your own sense of well-being and compassion. I get all across the board wonderful response.
Aside from her tireless work for animal welfare, Persia White supports organizations like the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, to promote health through plant-based nutrition.
The evidence for a plant-based diet is backed up with sound science. And I just love that, because we have scientists and doctors that are proving that it's not just compassionate, but it also is healthy and can end things like heart disease, diabetes, and a number of other problems. And I'm always working with families and children and trying to talk to people about health and nutrition, showing that it's the proper way to be, it's the best way to be.
What are some of the...
I'm actually working on something right now that deals with women who have either diabetes or heart problems, and through diet and nutrition changing that. And then just lecturing, teaching, talking, anytime I do seminars, when I show Earthlings, sometimes afterwards we have a Q&A, and then I have a lot of women and children that show up to my events, because my show, my television show, Girlfriends, was very family, women, girl oriented, and you know, we're always worried about our weight and our health. It's a topic that women are concerned about, so it comes up a lot. It comes up in places where I wouldn't even expect it to.
Painting is another medium that allows Persia White freedom of expression. On June 26, 2011, Persia held the Alchemy of Innocence exhibition, where Minnie had the opportunity to reflect upon her meaningful pieces.
What brings you here tonight?
I'm here to see Persia White's artwork. I'm a big fan of hers.
What do you think of her work so far?
I love it. It's awesome. I really like it. That one's my favorite one.
So. I'm a big fan of Persia White, so I wanted to check out her art and also come help the Humane Society.
What is Alchemy of Innocence, and why did you choose that name?
Very long and interesting story behind alchemy. Alchemy is not just an ancient philosophy of turning matter to gold, but it's also a spiritual philosophy about converting and changing and sort of metamorphosizing and becoming something of a more connected spiritual higher plane of existence. So I think that a lot of people who don't understand activism have sort of lost touch with their innocence. And it's a transition into that innocence, a coming home, because sometimes you can feel a lack of faith in people. You can feel very sad when you do a lot of activism, and you can start to think that most people don't care and you just wish more of them did. But it's just that they've lost their innocence, because children are right there with us. Every time I show a child a reason to be compassionate and to be fair and to love animals, they react instantly. And that innocence is where we need to go back to. And it's a transition into that type of beauty that will bring peace to your heart and to the world. And as an artist, I think it's the most beautiful way I can share and express myself is to lend myself to these ideals.
And you're also donating part of the proceeds to Humane Society of the United States and Animal Acres. Is there a reason you chose those animal welfare agencies in particular?
I wanted to, kind of like the philosophy of Alchemy of Innocence, create a balance and sort of merging two of the most important issues I see today, one being factory farm issues, and Animal Acres introduces people to farm animals and shows them love in a different way when you see them and you meet your meal and realize that it's just like a dog or a cat. It's a beautiful place, and they're dear friends. I love taking people there. I have a lot of respect for what they do, because they're going against that's over 10 billion factory farm animals are murdered every year for their meat, and they're going against these giant industries with a tiny little group of people with big hearts. And Humane Society is because they're helping with the Gulf oil spill rescue. And they're sending teams down of veterinarians and specialists that can actually go in, help, and recover the animals that, you know, are in the oil. And it's tragic down there, and I'm really proud of the work they're doing.
Actually, I met Persia through the Humane Society, actually, so I'm pretty passionate about that as well. So, I mean, I think it's amazing that she's not only a great actress, but to be able to do art like this and to be passionate about causes as well, I think is amazing.
Yeah, do you think people are becoming more aware of animal welfare issues now?
I hope so. I think it's long past due, but I think the combination of what's going on in the environment and you know, just the need to treat animals with respect and dignity is very topical, I think.
And Persia's a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
I'm not. I really want to be.
What do you
sometimes see?
Out of love and to reject all animal exploitation, Persia White is proud to be a vegan.
I loved animals as a little kid, like most people. And one day I made the connection between my dog and the animals that we eat. I realized that in other countries they eat dogs and it's not a big deal to them, and I found out and I was upset, like a lot of us are. And then I realized, wait a minute, why am I upset? They're right. It's no different than a cat or a dog. Why would I actually distinguish and separate? Because I had never met some of these other farmed animals. I was kept from them, like a lot of people are. And when I made the connection, I was about 8. It was very hard to actually transition yet. And by 12, I was a vegetarian. I just stopped when my dog actually was hit by a car. I saw the flesh on his leg look just like what I had had for dinner. So I was like, well, I'm done.
On your webpage, You said it's time people make the connection between mankind, the environment, animals, and nature. How would you describe that connection?
I think that we are all interconnected. I mean, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, without the oceans and without other life systems and ecosystems, we all die too. So we are all interconnected, and it's beautiful to acknowledge that, because then you start moving towards your own evolution as a person. I think it's very apparent and very natural, and it feels good. It's like coming home, just to be walk with a conscience that's clean. Right now, we're looking at ecological devastation that is only parallel to the dinosaur era, where we're putting so many animals into extinction every year that it's baffling and devastating. It's important for, I believe, everyone, not just artists, but especially if you have a voice, and especially if you are able to reach others, to use your voice, lend your voice to the voiceless and to this planet, because it's a beautiful planet worth living and saving. It's just that people aren't realizing the emergency situation we're in. But really, you have to awaken in your heart, and so it's an urgent time. You don't have to be particularly sensitive or particularly PC to realize that these situations that are occurring in factory farms and to our oceans are devastating and tragic.
Persia encourages everyone to make the leap towards the advantageous vegan diet that will not only benefit ourselves, but our whole humanity, the animals, and ultimately, the world.
I think the first thing you can do is to open up your heart to compassion. I think realizing every action that you take every day means something. And simple small steps toward being the person that you want to be tomorrow. If you're not ready to be a full-blown vegan, then give up one animal product. And then maybe by reading enough books and seeing enough literature, you'll be able to give up more. That's one of the hugest things, I think, is that transition of not consuming one of the over 10 billion factory farm animals that are devastating the oceans, the air. Everything that you do has an effect. So that's something you can go home and do tonight. Just read a book, go online, research it, and open up your heart to be the person that you're going to be so proud of and you're going to love.
Our appreciation, Persia White, for your remarkable and continuing fervor to bring freedom to our animal co-inhabitants. We pray that the suffering of animals for our food, fashion, entertainment, and medical research will soon see ending days. For more on Persia White, please visit www.persiawhite.com.
Hi, I'm Persia White, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Thank you for your presence today on Vegetarian Elite. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May kindness always prevail.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.